B-Pod Studios.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. Now, here's LBF with today's dirty laundry.
Okay, how much did this musical legend sell her music catalog for? I'm going to tell you in a minute. You won't believe it. But first, I want to let you know that Flobies are flying off the shelf thanks to George Clooney. George Clooney admitted in the New York Times that, it wasn't New York Times, but whatever. He admitted that he uses a Flobie every day. It was like 60 minutes.
Yeah.
And I believe him, and you don't believe him. But he went on Jimmy Kimmel, and he showed him how to use the Flobie.
Yeah.
So, the proof is in the pudding.
That he uses a Flobie every day.
Not every day.
Every time.
I think, and...
Hey, well, good for him. I mean, you know.
Well, the thing about a Flobie is, these days, I totally could have used a Flobie back in March.
Mm-hmm.
So,
for Dave.
No, for me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you could just...
You can do women's hair?
Yes.
With a Flobie?
Yes.
It's, why didn't you say so? It's the Christmas season.
Right?
Hello, honey.
Go. Carolyn gets a Flobie for Christmas.
Everybody gets a Flobie.
Oh, I was really sad to learn this weekend that Squiggy from Laverne and Shirley died on Friday. Now, Laverne and Shirley, a lot of people don't know. Like, you have to be 40 plus to know
Shirley. Yeah.
But Squiggy was this, you know, annoying neighbor, kind of like Kramer, who would come in with Lenny and, I don't know, he had MS. He was 73. He was an icon back in the day. Ben Affleck.
Then they had their own... Did they spin off their own show? Was there the Lenny and Squiggy show?
I don't think so. They were a duo before Laverne and Shirley. They had like a show in Canada or something like that.
Yeah. Michael Keaton.
Yeah. Michael McKean.
Michael McKean.
Yes.
McKean or something. Yeah. Because he had a great career.
Right.
Lenny. But Squiggy didn't see much...
Well, Squiggy got sick.
MS. He had MS.
So, yeah.
Okay.
So...
But anyway. I can't remember if they had a show after that.
I'll have to
Google
it.
Somebody listening might know at 888-410-1057.
Ben Affleck and Ana de Armas moved in together. I guess I'm happy for them, but part of me is like Jen and Ben's kid, and I just want mom and dad to get back together. I'm a weirdo. I know.
Age difference there at all? Is there?
Well, there's a little bit.
Yeah,
of
what's
age
that?
Difference.
What's that age difference between Ben and Anna?
About 15 years.
Oh, okay.
Is that okay?
Statistics will show beyond 10, it's not going to have a long term success rate.
I disagree.
Oh, yeah?
I think beyond 20 it might be. Although at that point. You're probably, the man is probably so old, he's not going to bother getting a divorce.
No.
He needs a nurse. Come on, let's be honest. All right, so who sold her music catalog for $100 million?
Yeah.
She's having a year.
She is.
Stevie Nicks.
Go Stevie.
Stevie Nicks sold her musical catalog to some company that... says Stevie's music, while exceptionally well known, is still very under commercialized and under marketed. There's enormous upside potential for her songs to be reinvigorated and introduced to youth culture.
Man,
what
do
you think?
So she keeps 20% stake, right?
Right.
So do you have any dreams you'd like to sell? Or catalogs?
Yes.
She sold a catalog.
The deal includes.
Should she give a cut to that guy who was, skateboarding with the cranberry juice?
That guy bought a house from that.
Yeah, but I think that that went viral, made this company call Stevie Nicks and say, we want to buy your catalog.
So he gets a cut.
And she's like, okay, I think so.
That guy's already got a house, a car, everything. If you don't know what we're talking about, he was the skateboarder who played.
I think everyone might.
Drank cranberry juice.
Yeah.
And not everybody, you know?
Everybody.
And then everybody started copying it. It was great.
Well, good.
80%. 80% of people.
But she's smart. She kept 20%.
I know.
Right?
That's good business.
That's super smart. That is super smart. Is that it? It's all she wrote?
It's all I wrote.
All right. I love it. Hey, it's going to be sunny in 38 today. Not bad after this past weekend. And temperatures climbed during the week, so that's good stuff.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, we'll be in the 50s again by Friday and Saturday.
Yes! So.
No, I know, right? Way too soon. Okay, it's 6:48. We're going to play Yes or BS coming up at 7 o'clock. Frosty the Snowman is 51 years old today.
Really?
51.
That's young.
So So we're going to celebrate Frosty to see how much Frosty you know with Yes or BS.
Okay,
that's at 7:10.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.